discussion, even though on the card of the week we are having just a only one minion tomorrow at 7, but because of the consensus, there'll be a second minion tomorrow morning also at 8 o'clock. We have enough people that would be interested in attending the 8 o'clock minion tomorrow?
Yeah,
possibly. Yeah? Okay, so we'll have two minion on the 7 and 8. Okay. I guess the reason why there's more people here in Shul today than yesterday, about 24 hours, has something to do with Thanksgiving. And the question is that really a Jewish concept? Last year we discussed the halachic discussion, whether or not it's something to be celebrated. And if you remember, not an issue. But nonetheless, today I'd like to discuss whether or not it's really a Jewish concept at all. And on the surface, we would certainly know that it is. In our Shemoneh Esrei in itself, we recite three times a day the paragraph of Modim. And it's interesting, we don't bow, we're not supposed to bow by every bracha, it's only four times, and by the bracha of Modim is one of the four. There's obviously some significance by this paragraph, why we bow down specifically by Modim, as opposed to other paragraphs. It's brought down in the Gemara in Megillah that there's something very special about Modim, which really means to say the thank you. He says Rav Huttner actually explains that the word moda, or being modim, is the same thing, or similar, as saying toda, saying thanks. And it's brought down in the Gemara in Megillah, it says like this. So Asid, in the future, kol ha-karbonos batalin, all of the sacrifices are going to be batal, which literally means they're not going to exist, but perhaps it means it'll be secondary to the carbon toda. The carbon toda, which is a offering brought when we say thanks, a Thanksgiving offering for Hashem saving us during certain times, certain tragedies which almost happened to us, we were saved. That's something which is eino batal. That's not something which will ever be null. And therefore, in the event that we do not have the karbanos, which is nowadays, instead, we have the tefillah. So, v'im kol ha-tefillos batelos, tefillos hoda eina batela. So, we see that there's something special that even if you would say that all the tefillos are going to be secondary, the most important tefillah is saying hoda, is giving thanks, is acknowledging. And the question is, what is the significance of saying hoda? So, we can look in Sefer Bereishis, and we find by the story of our Avos, or our Imos, that they were the builders of the Shiftei Ka, the 12 tribes. And we had Leah, that Leah had Reuven, and Shimon, and Levi, and Yehuda. And why did she name her Yehuda? So why did she name this boy Yehuda, the fourth child? So the Gemara tells us that there was no other person that ever gave Hodah until Leah came about. And after all, we see that's what they named this child. They named the child Yehuda, which means Hoda, thanks. And the Mefarshim don't understand this, because what are you talking about? Before Leah, there was Yitzchak, you had Avraham Avinu, you had all these tzaddikim, you had Adam Arisha, Noach. What do you mean no one ever said thank you? No one gave Hoda. So the Gemara continues to explain that the Imos, our matriarchs, understood through Ruach HaKodesh that they were destined to have 12 children. There's going to be 12 children. And they were able to look among themselves that between Leah, Rachel, Bilhah, and Zilpah, they were pretty good in division. They were able to figure out if it would be equally proportioned, each one should be entitled to three children. And therefore, the significance of Leah saying Hodah, or naming her child Yehuda, is that she was willing to, at that moment, acknowledge that she was getting more than she was really entitled to. And that's the significance of when a person says modim. What we're doing is we're acknowledging that Hashem has given us so much more than we really deserve. And that's a very humbling feeling. It's very humbling when a person has to say thank you, because it shows that you're indebted to that other person. And therefore, appropriately in our Shemoneh Esrei, what we do at the moment that we say modim, is we cannot help but to bow down. We have to prostrate ourselves because we're humble, and the fact that Hashem was willing and able to give us more than our chelek, more than our portion. So, Mirtz Hashem, we should all have the bracha celebrating this Thanksgiving, that every day is a Thanksgiving. Every day we say modim. We should constantly remember the chelek that we have, which is even greater than that which we deserve. By doing so, that's a true Thanksgiving. That's truly giving hodah.